Thank you so much, Feli, for the beautiful readings tonight. And I'm so grateful tonight to share my victory over limitation, which I used to have so many, many years ago. It included fear of lack. This was really quite baseless because I was making enough money as a medical nurse, but something was missing. I had this admission of lack. I always thought I don't have enough. And then I would fearfully look at my income, pay other bills and do other things before I thought of what I owed to my father, Mother God. Coming to Plainfield, actually, and a few other advice that I had from my parents before, I learned that I had to put God first. And I must say, one of the hymns in our hymnal, 182, helped me greatly. It says, make channels for the streams of love, where they may broadly run, and love has overflowing streams to fill them, everyone. But if at any time we cease such channels to provide, the very fount of love for us will then seem parched and dried. There's a third verse for anybody who wants to read it. But thinking about this, it said that my channels should first lead to God. And so as I progressed in Christian Science, my fears about not having enough, they did subside. And so when I got my paycheck, I would write out the amount for tithing first. Pretty soon, other channels opened up for me to receive some income that I hadn't even thought of. It just proved to me that if I put God first, then everything else will be supplied. This supply included the wisdom as to how to divide certain things, how to go about different things. And all of that culminated in the fact that the fear about not having was changing because I owned that limitation. That needed to change in my own thinking. That as a reflection of God, a daughter of the King, He will give me. And also I did learn that every time that fear came, I ought to reject it and say to myself, no, God loves me. And I really did do this continually until all the fears about not having enough stopped. And I was able to freely, joyfully give to God first, and then everything else was added. I'm so grateful to share this because in the practice, I do get quite a lot of calls about people not having. And I share this so that they will be encouraged to put God first. Even if you're afraid at first, put Him first and you will see what happens. So grateful to be here tonight. And thanks for the other testimonies.